and would bring our grey hairs to the grave at once. If, then, you love us, if you wish for God's blessing and your own future happiness, we both charge you to stand upon your guard. And if you find the least attempt made upon your virtue, be sure you leave everything behind you and come away to us. For we had rather see you all covered with rags and even follow you to the churchyard than have it said, a child of ours preferred any worldly convenience to her virtue. We accept kindly of your dutiful present, but till we're out of pain cannot make use of it, for fear we should partake of the price of our poor daughter's shame. So have laid it up in a rag among the thatch over the window for a while, lest we should be robbed. With our blessings and our hearty prayers for you, we remain your careful but loving father and mother, John and Elizabeth Andrews.
Letter 3. Dear Father, I must say your letter has filled me with trouble. It has made my heart, which was overflowing with gratitude for my master's goodness, suspicious and fearful. Yet I hope I shall never find him act unworthy.